Sherry Figg. She writes the best letters. She's getting ready to leave for school at the University of Pennsylvania. But it's not like she's going anyway. Away. I mean, she lives a few streets from me in Philadelphia, you know. Yeah, I remember. You told me. We had it all planned, Sherry and me. We're going to be roommates, and I was going to play tennis for Penn. And I nodded. Oh, yeah, you got recruited there, too. I started picking one of my envelopes. Listening to her talk about Sherry made me feel strange inside, but I couldn't name the emotion. I felt insignificant and intimidated and a little bit jealous all mixed together. You'll just have to meet her sometime, Andy. You'd love her. I sorted through my letters, two from my mom, one from my sister, and one from a credit card company with big print on the outside saying I was pre-approved for a $3,000 credit limit. Gabrielle pulled her second letter from its envelope. Sherry might be coming up with my parents at the end of summer. You know that day Cadet Daly told us about after Beast, when we can spend the whole day with our parents? Yeah, maybe I can meet her then. I had no idea if my own parents were going to come. I wasn't even sure if I wanted them to. And there was one thing I did know. Just the thought of introducing them to Gabrielle made me sweat. I pulled out the letter from Mom, the other one with the oldest postmark. Dear Annalie, dear Andy, finally, you wrote, we are making up our minds if we should come all the way to West Point at the end of summer. It's 1,000 miles, you know. When you never bother to write, it doesn't make me feel like we should be bothered to come. Next week is Randy's birthday. He will be 13, a teenager already. We are going to have a nice party for him, but only family. I don't want any of his bratty friends around. That ugly skinny boy from your running team came over the other day. The one that asked you on dates, but you were smart enough to avoid the plague. He came over to hear how you're doing. He's a nice boy, but nothing special. You should find one of those West Point boys. They are a much higher caliber and smarter, too.
Try that word again.
Caliber.
Good.
And smarter, too. You wrote that you made the running team. That's crazy. You won't have time for running in college. You don't even get to get a grade for it, do you? But you never listen. You'll run yourself right out of West Point. You'll see. And for what? You should join the band. We spent all that money on that clarinet and all those years of lessons. That would be more productive than running, that's for sure. Do you eat and sleep enough? Write okay? It's not easy when your kids go away. I told you that I'd write.